Well, really, we should be paying attention to these things, because anytime you take your focus off God and start worshiping something else, it's a false spirit. You know, it's a false God, something that should not be worshipped. And God is very jealous about that. I mean, like, you know, you look at Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 3. Yep. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. So right there, those two verses really put it right out there that if you're worshiping the earth or a tree or a lake or something else like that, you have violated the Ten Commandments, and God is a jealous God. He will not let that go unpunished.
You know, when you think about it too, it's like because so many people, and it even explicitly says this in the New Testament so many times, where people were worshiping things that were made of stone and wood. And it almost like goes into, you know, joking a little bit, saying, like, do you not realize that a person just made that? Like, they worship something that they made with their own hands. And it's just kind of a slap in the face to God almost, because you're saying, hey, this piece of wood, this dumb idol, like the Bible refers to them as, like, is on par with God by worshiping it. And that's terrible, you know?
Yeah, it's wrong. And I mean, like, really, you think about it, even the wording of the text is, this is the God that I formed with my hands.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
If it's such a great God, why did you have to form it?